have also, without any mediation, I might add, our construction manager just stepped up and said, you know, we take our responsibility for our part in this, and then they're making up the rest of that difference. So the good news for the patrons, the taxpayers of the district, is financially we're not going to have any additional costs because of the issues that took place. The bad news is obviously that our building is not in a condition that we hoped it would be, but end of the day, our project was originally scheduled to complete in late August of 2023, and we still see that taking place.